from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow's a much shorter practice, and they have the Military Appreciation Day, and so their goal is to sign autographs and mingle with those that have served and do serve our country. And today is the last practice, padded practice. A couple guys not at practice. Saw some reports there that LRZ was not practicing.
No pads.
I wonder with that, and we'll see. Maybe it's just a one day thing. Could he be the guy that, like, oh, magically he just stops practicing and he's on IR, and that's their way to keep him on the.
That's 100% what's going to happen.
It's only one day, so I'm not 100% there, but I'm leaning in that direction. If he doesn't practice, and he's not going to probably practice tomorrow. And then if he doesn't play in the preseason game Saturday against the Lions, LRZ, who clearly, you know, needs more time to adapt to the NFL game, could you see him ultimately end up on the IR?
I think it just makes kind of perfect sense if that's the case. But then we're also getting those hints. If you listen to what the coaches are telling you, they're pretty much telling you either put up now or get the hell out. Listen to Matt Nagy yesterday, as you had pointed out, Gold, because Matt Nagy yesterday pretty much let it be known that either Tony gets on the field or he's not going to be here.
Kadarius, again, same thing. It's just making sure he's just got to get healthy and get out there so that we can, you know, see him and see the reps.
Have to be available. If Tony's not in the preseason game on Saturday, then I think the percentage of him making the team goes down to like 10%. I really believe that. I mean, we know he was already kind of on thin ice and it was going to be a tough battle entering camp, but he's barely practiced and he didn't play in the preseason game. And he's someone that they got to know that they can rely on him. And I'm not even talking about lining up properly or making catches. That's the whole other conversation. I'm talking about just simply being in a uniform. And if you're not in a uniform when you're battling for one or two roster spots in what appears to be a pretty deep wide receiver room now, then Tony, to me, needs to play on Saturday. If he doesn't, I think Matt Nagy and the team is starting. You're already starting to hear from them a little bit of their direction that they're headed with him.
Didn't it sound like, though, that they're still kind of hanging on to him? Well,
no.
We got
that's the least complimentary they have been is to see him on a field. Other than that, they've just gushed, Drew, about how talented and athletic he is.
But they say we need to get him healthy, as if we're still we're still going to wait this thing out, and then we're going to see how he looks on the field. It's not. It just came across that way. Like, we need him to play, but we just need to get him healthy. It's like they want to wait until he's really healthy to then evaluate him, because right now they can't fully. I know that,
but that's the problem.
I know, but it sounds like they're still kind of hanging on to, well, we just need to get him healthy and then we'll see how he looks compared to the rest of everybody, rather than, hey, it's evident and it's right in front of your face that he's not available. So why is he still in your consideration to make the roster?
Well, they're not going to cut him before the cutdown day. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, there's no reason to. Why open him up to the rest of the league? I don't think he would accept a practice squad assignment. I think they're hanging on to just the blind hope that is, let's see what's going on with Hollywood. You know what they need? 3 weeks or 2 weeks to buy themselves time to find out exactly where Hollywood Brown is before they just start letting wide receivers go that they thought might be number one wide receivers for him last year. But they've fallen out of favor of Kadarius Toney, and you can't blame him. He had like 250 yards last year. I'm not even sure if it was that. I don't know if it was more than that. It was right around that range, probably, I'm sure. He didn't have that much receiving yards last year. He couldn't stay healthy again. He can't stay healthy again this year. And he started saying weird things at the end of the season. He was clearly, and I mean clearly, a healthy scratch a couple of times late in the postseason, where they were saying he had an injury, and then he went on tape and said, I don't have an injury, and then the Chiefs
took him off the list. That wasn't him.
Yeah, that was an AI, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Like, it's just, that's the reality. It's that there's no reason to keep battling up this hill. The second they started saying the normal stuff about him, well, we just like to get a look at him. He, you know, like, we like Kadarius versus they were gushing about him before. You have to admit, the language shift and how they talk about Kadarius Toney is significantly different than it used to be.
I mentioned how, you know, guys that could be IR candidates. He's another one, I guess. You're paying him $2.5 million, whether you cut him or keep him. If he's still hurt, do they say, all right, let's, to your point, Cody, find out where Hollywood Brown is at and the depth in the wide receiver room. Do they find a way that he ends up on IR, or if they're not ready to fully move on? And then we find out 5-6 weeks into the season, at that point, do they cut him? I mean, that's another scenario here where he starts the year on IR,
yeah,
and 6 weeks in, everybody's back and healthy, and like, okay, we really don't need him.
Then we'll really move on.
I could see something like that also happening.
I mean, they hadn't even turned the page on that yet. So I guess maybe, but it's just like, it's stuck in the same boat where I have a hard time imagining at this point, Kadarius Toney's going to make this roster. I just have a hard time.
It almost seems like it's more dependent maybe on whether Rashee Rice is suspended than it is Hollywood Brown's situation, I think, where if Rashee is suspended, then I think he actually might make the roster. I don't think he should, but I think he makes it. But if he's not suspended, I don't think he makes it at all. I think that it might just be as simple as that, I guess.
I see it from the text line too, right? Like, everyone's done with Toney. The team probably feels the same way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.